The weather in Pakistan is much better today. Rain and winter weather had been hampering relief efforts there. Remote mountain villages had been cut off by landslides and ruined roads. James East is a relief worker with World Vision. He has just returned from one of those villages and joins me on the line from the Mansehra district in the earthquake zone. Hello.
Hi.
Tell us exactly where you went, and maybe more to the point, how did you get there?
Well, we've just been up to a little village called Kalawan Village. And when I say village, it's not how we traditionally think of a village. These are a very scattered hamlets, a house here and a house there across a mountaintop. We got up there by getting into an access road and then hiring over 30 porters from the village to ship up hundreds of blankets and tents.
And I gather you used donkeys to transport supplies?
Well, that was the intention, but when we actually got to within about 3 hours' walk of this place, the people said, well, the donkeys have either been killed or they don't have the gear that they can put on the back, the saddles which would carry the stuff. And so they said, well, please let us carry it in. So the villagers came down and loaded these huge bales of blankets onto their shoulders and these large tents and literally carried them for 3 hours up the mountainside.
When you got there, what did you find?
Well, as you walk up, you just see house after house that's been very badly damaged, and people living on mountain ridges and outside their homes under plastic, under corrugated sheeting, and they just kept saying to us, please bring more tents.
Well, as we can hear, it's very windy where you are.
It may actually be the river. I'm actually at the bottom of a valley. It's a beautiful scene, incredibly rugged.
How are relief agencies coordinating efforts in these villages that sound almost impossibly hard to reach?
Well, it's difficult for me to give you a big picture because I've been here for 3 days and I'm frankly very isolated. I'm only in touch via this satellite phone. But the way we work is that we try and implement our programs through village elders and local humanitarian groups and social groups that are on the ground. And then the army, as you can hear overhead, there's a helicopter passing ahead. The army is also dropping in supplies. Frankly speaking, the army's been doing a wonderful job. They send out patrols. They identify where the villages are. They've really helped direct us to some very needy folk.
And your next steps, what do you plan to do?
What myself and a colleague have done is come up to see what the needs are, test sending the stuff up into the mountains. And then we'll go back to our project chiefs and basically say, this is what needs to be done. We need to magnify this and make sure that many of the dozens of villages in this valley are receiving assistance, because there are thousands of people in these mountain villages, and winter's very fast coming, and they will be in a desperate situation if they don't get tents and help.
Is it threatening to snow?
Well, I just literally came out of a village about 10 minutes ago where we did a blanket distribution to children, and the village elders said to me, snow is coming in about 15 days. And these villages get cut off. A lot of their resources are gone because they harvested wheat and stuff and they put it in their household granaries. And when the ceilings collapse, they basically destroy the granaries. So they haven't got much food. And pretty shortly, they may well be cut off without decent shelter. So, you know, things could be really bad.
Well, good luck to you and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
James East is a relief worker with World Vision, speaking from the Mansehra district in Pakistan.